Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. I'm your host, Jesse Wenslaw. This is Speak Up, as you just heard me say. Thanks for tuning in this morning on Thursday, February 20th. Today on the show, in celebration of Black History Month, I have the first part of a multi-part audio drama radio play called Black Book that is about street art and graffiti and a bunch of stuff produced by Obadiah Jones-Darrell, who was once a very active volunteer and board member here at the station, has moved on to other things, but going to play some of his work again. And as usual, a little bit of music, generally on the local side of the spectrum. And yeah, a little bit of me talking. But mostly you'll be hearing the work of others today. So I'm going to start things off with a piece of music from the new record by Non La, which came out on last Friday, the 14th, Valentine's Day. The record is called Not In Love, and it's great. The whole 10 tracks, I want to say. Let's just double check so I get that right. Yeah, 10 tracks. They're all great. I could play all of them here. I am going to play the title track and last track on the record, Not In Love, and then we'll get back and get into that radio play. So enjoy.
Yeah.
so exotic. Hey boy, do you think it's so special that I am so oriental?
Hey boy,
do you think it's so erotic that I am so exotic?
Hey boy,
do you think it's so special that I am so oriental?
Oh.
Allô maman, salut Diane, ça va? Ouais, ça va, j'ai besoin de te parler un petit peu. Ok, vas-y Missy D, vas-y Missy D.
Enter the room like he knows who we are. Follow me on Earth, Venus, up to Mars. See, I'm extra, extra, terrestrial. I'm a lava nerd, but also quite lethal. Killer boss. Drop it buzz like a deadlift. It up in my spirit. Killing me, there's a buck. The limit round the rust orbit. Got the ring, call me the whole bit. Larger than life. No need to be explicit. Shh. Someone call me a doctor. I'm giving birth to a lyrical monster. I'm fertile, I'm agile with my delivery. Reproducing flow past the cypher. Nursery. Call me mama. Call me girl, dream with a dollar. Missy D surrounded by a fella. Cootie could refer back to a natural good beat.
See, I gotta sing it for the motherland. So that they really, really understand. I hope mama is listening. We celebrating your wisdom. Singing, yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Got a lot on my right now. Nothing you better pause sometime. Yo, press, your press. Rewind about to last more like what is. Yo, give me the seconds, give me the run up, give me the review, the preview, the sequel. I felt like I dream and live another life. I need a DJ playing, save it fast, huh? With a better melody, with poetry, thoughts on what would be. Can I put some metaphors? Give me more lectures. Laugh it all, quite unsure. Something wrong, the clock is done. I shot myself to come back strong. Feel us to battle. I just won, I feel us to battle. I just won.
I'm trying to save my life right now. Need a second somehow. I'm trying to say why right now. Need a second somehow. I'ma call up mama. Hey, bless me with your wisdom. And we sing, and we sing. Yes, for my, yes, for my. 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 Allô, maman. Ouais, Diane, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Tu sais, dans la vie, il y a des hauts et des bas, Diane. Faut garder la tête haute. Et tu sais, on est là pour toi. Ne m'oublie pas, tout le monde est là. Tu m'entends?
Yes, mama, yes, mama. 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 Yes, mama,
bonjour Diane, comment tu vas? J'espère que tu vas bien. On pense à toi et on prie pour toi. Dieu te garde, te bénisse.
Listening to special programming for Black History Month on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, on the unceded Coast Salish territories.
Welcome back to Speak Up, special programming for Black History Month this February on CJSF. You just heard "Yes, Mama" by Missy D. Excuse me, and now I'm going to play part one of a two-part audio drama called Black Book. It's produced by one of CJSF's own, Obadiah Jones-Darrell, and I'll just I'll let you be taken away by the story.
Have you ever done graffiti underground before, Mike?
Nah, let me give it a try.
Mike, that piece is dope.
It's not me, Julio. I feel my hands being guided to write something. Whoa!
Mike?
Huh? What's
you that? Are named after my most powerful archangel, Michael. Like the archangel, you have been charged with bringing my message to the people. So fix your eyes not what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, what is unseen, eternal. Each person has access to a different dimension of creativity based on their skills and abilities.
Why'd you hit me?
Why didn't you duck, fool? You started painting some ill graffiti. Then you had some far-off look in your eye. I had to make sure you weren't tripping out. Where did you go? Do you know how dangerous that is? I mean, a train could come any second. Speak of the devil, we gotta get out of here.
I've seen this happen before. I saw this same light in my vision. I'm not done my piece yet. It is the most important work I've ever done. I can't leave yet.
Yeah, but is it worth dying for? We gotta go, now. What's gotten into you, Mike? You almost got us killed back then. If you ever pull a stunt like that again, I'll let you get hit for real.
Julio, this just might sound crazy, but back there, I had a revelation. I made a covenant with a higher power, and I can feel he speaks through me like I'm some kind of a messenger.
Mike, there's no doubt you've got some talent, but I think doing graffiti has got you sniffing too many paint fumes. Because you need to chill. That's crazy talk.
No, man. Crazy is choosing not to believe in your talent. My art isn't my own. It's a gift from the upper room.
The wrong person heard you, they'd think you were possessed.
I've been given these visions to share with the world, and it's time to take it out of the underground.
So what, you want to save the world now?
No, I just want to save myself. I'll tell the world about it, because I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels this vibe.
I hate that vibey attitude. It's not making any money. Sounds like some hippie shit to me, Mike. I don't know who's been gassing your head up, but you better come back to reality. We're just two ghetto kids hustling to survive on these streets, nothing more. I don't trust no one, and that's what keeps me alive day to day. I went to church when I was a kid, like everyone else. But all that higher power stuff, it's just that. Children's stories. It's not real. Money in my pocket is real. And that is what I believe in, putting food in my belly.
That might work for you, but I want more out of life than just to survive. I don't want to be a mindless drone anymore. I want to live. I want to dream. I know I can achieve more in my life when I tap into that higher power that guides me. If you don't believe in that type of thing, you'll be destined to be controlled by the money you chase.
We better keep this between us, hombre. That's the type of talk that'll get paint cans thrown at your mouth.
I don't care. Making art is what life is all about, expressing our humanity, recording our lives, our culture, to share with the world. Art isn't something we do, it's who we are. When we realize that, we'll become more human. Who we are is written on the walls where we live. That's why I'm into graffiti. I want my environment to reflect what I feel on the inside. I've only met a few people with the courage to see the world like I do. I need to build with them. It will help all of us evolve into something bigger than ourselves as individuals.
Sounds like you've been injecting that paint. You're a funny kid, Mike. You remind me of myself. Or what I'd be like if I grew up in Canada. In Brazil, I couldn't afford to waste time on anything that wasn't putting food in my stomach. We'd do graffiti just to mark out territory for the gangs. So climb up on that roof and do another piece. I can't talk philosophy with you all day. We, or you, have work to do if you want to be down with the clique. Okay, enough tagging buildings. You need a challenge. See that cop car? I want you to tag it with something classic. Forget those art interpretations hip-hop has tried to put on graffiti. Just bomb that car quick, and you can be down with us. OBE, I heard that before. Don't know what it means.
Yeah, we better get out of here. Let's split up. Pick me up in an hour. I'm going this way. Something's drawing me to this alley. OBE? Why have you come here?
I give you the gift of visionary sight.
The first part of my vision is coming true.
Your destiny lies within.
OBE, this is a glimpse into your mind. What is a blue black?
Destiny lies within.
You just need to chill. Here, just blaze one with me.
Nah, man. Not for me. I gotta stay focused. I gotta stay clear. This book I'm reading, it's changing the way I look at my life.
Before you sounded loco. Now you sound like Popo.
If you read this book, you change your game up too.
Or I'd use the pages to roll.
You owe me, man.
Don't worry. I got you. Be there in 10. I need to drop off a package real quick.
Look, man, you gotta stop selling that crap. It's killing our community.
Now you have the nerve to get all preachy on me? I need to eat.
Yeah, but at what cost? We live in the same neighborhood. We've seen how that stuff can mess people up.
You're tripping. The hustle is giving me this ride.
Yeah, and your life is symbolic of the spinners on your tires. It looks like you're moving, but you ain't going nowhere.
Back home in Brazil, I didn't have stable life growing up. I was forced to join the gangs when I was 12. After 5 years of putting in work, I was offered a chance to come to Canada. All I needed to do was strap on a package when I crossed the border. So I flew to Toronto with no skills other than hustling. The streets of Canada are easy compared to life back home, so I made a killing, literally. One day, I was doing a job downtown. I met this chick that changed my life. She was smoking hot. But there was something else, something deeper, that had me open. Trust me, now that I had that, I was ready to get out of the game. We also had a mystical connection that I never felt before. So we moved into a small apartment around the way. I was feeling her so much, I'd go raw every chance I could. Wasn't long before she was carrying my seed. A girl. For the love of our child, she begged me to get a real job, to keep me out of jail. When I asked her, without the hustling, where our money would come from, she would just say, God will provide. She was right about one thing. I was becoming cold and numb to the world. The love we shared was the only thing keeping me going. Her parents lost their house. The whole family moved in with us. That made 6 people in our one-bedroom apartment. On top of that, I was the only person bringing in money. I'd buy groceries in the morning, and by the time I got home at night, everything would be gone. My girl's parents didn't like that I was hustling to support the family. So I got a legal but low-paying job as a dishwasher at a Brazilian restaurant. Soon, we were 2 months behind on the rent. So I wasn't surprised when the landlord came to the door saying we had 30 minutes to move out. Leaving everything behind, we all packed into my car and started to drive. The next day, Jean's parents found a place, but they said there wasn't no room for us if she stayed with me. So we slept in the car for 2 weeks while I saved money. I went back to hustling on the block. People thought I was getting soft. So every day they tried to test me. I was getting in shootouts daily, but still not making enough money to start over. Word got out I was living in my car. People knew I was making money. So one day when I was down on the street, some guys tried to break into my ride. Jean was asleep on the back seat. And when she didn't give them the money, when I heard the shots, I knew what happened. I was so mad at God for giving me Jean, then taking her away from me. From then on, I didn't care about anything. I left her body on the hospital doorsteps. I just started driving, man. I came out west of Van City and decided to set up shop. That was 10 years ago. No one knows me here. I have no attachment, no friends, except for you.
Since I've known you, I've watched how your hustle's worn down your spirit.
No.
It's like you're not a real person anymore.
That's just crazy. You've gone too far this time, Mike.
I'm not the only one who thinks it. I'm your boy. It's better you hear it from me than from someone else.
So what? What are you trying to say?
You need to get out of the business before the pain you're causing others comes back to you.
I'm not like you, Mike. I ain't no saint. I don't feel good selling this shit to kids and all. But if I don't do it, someone else will.
No, we are the same. Life comes down to the choices we make. How I treat our friendship is what makes me who I am. It's our social relationships that define us. It doesn't matter how we feel about the choices we make. It's what we do with our lives that makes us who we are. I can see you're being manipulated by the system. What kind of a friend would I be if I didn't try to help you see the real truth?
On the real, you're right. I know this. Why would I stop doing the only thing I know? Huffed up how the one thing keeping me alive is what's killing me.
It's not easy for any of us. Just start over.
True that. Sometimes I walk these streets and I want a new life. The money's not worth all the drama anymore. This isn't going to go over well with my clientele. Ever since you got a little religion, you don't get down with the boys like you used to.
I'm here now, ain't I? You still need someone to watch your back.
I'll give you that. I gotta wait here for this guy. I'll let him know I'm getting out the business.
All right, I'll wait for you inside.
Mike.
How do you know my name? Those gunshots sounded close. I gotta go check on my boy.
No.
You've got to kill me if you think you can stop me from helping Julio.
You're coming inside was your divine appointment. Your concern for his soul has given him a chance to redeem himself when he meets his maker. Your compassion has started your spiritual transformation towards your full potential. Mike, it is time for your vision quest to continue.
Place to elevate ourselves.
What a waste. We might as well if no one else is going to use it. I never imagined that could be done literally.
By opening a vortex in space-time, we can control the people not strong enough to grab power. The people have forgotten about following their intuition. Emotion is energy, and we can feed on that to strengthen ourselves.
If we convince the world people need technology to interact with energy, we can control how people interact with it.
She is the one we have been looking for.
We need to get to her while she is still young.
We need to fill her head with lies.
If she learns how to use her power, she could jeopardize our mission. I'm afraid it might already be too late.
She might not be able to handle the truth. It drives most people crazy.
She's showing signs of having the sight.
Speaking of crazy, I need to eliminate her teacher.
Be careful. He's been telling her stories of the Blue Blacks since she was a baby. Do not underestimate them.
I'm not too concerned.
It's you. I know why you are here. But you are too late.
You are such a fool for taking us on. Our powers control the minds of the masses. Do you really think your spirit is strong enough to overcome us?
Remember what you see here, young one. The power is within you to stop them.
What are you doing to him? Stop it.
You have an active imagination, young lady. I did not touch him.
You don't need to touch people to use the touch.
This is impossible. How are you able to do this to me? You are so young.
I see you are a serpent under the mask you wear.
You are more advanced than we realize. I must install the fear deep into your psyche. You will never see the world the same again.
What have you done to me? You're so lost.
You will go crazy before you can expose us.
What is this? That must have been a dream. There's no sign of Julio. With all those shots I heard, I can't find a single bullet. Must be some kind of a cover-up happening, but it feels like I'm the only one who can see what is going on in society. I'm going to fight the serpent. I can't let hip-hop or the legacy of the Blue Blacks die.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Mike's new awareness has opened his eyes to our true nature. We try to discourage his development, but his determination to continue gets stronger every time we try to stop him.
Yes, he is a problem. He knows our history. He is able to distinguish the difference between us and other unseen beings, like those annoying blue blacks, like that girl child. He is a threat that must be eliminated. If he is able to see our kind, soon he will be able to see our plans for this world. We must stop him before he alerts others. We can weaken his soul through self-doubt. This will destroy his confidence and his symbiotic connection with the Blue Blacks and their sound body culture.
Are you sure that will work?
We do this same plan with all of them, and it has not failed yet. People use art, culture, and religion to define themselves as individuals.
If we control these things, we will be unstoppable. And people don't even know we exist. It's a perfect plan.
Only a few people look closer to the things they are drawn to. Those are the ones we need to isolate and eliminate.
I wish someday those who chose to open their eyes would join us. Just think what we could build together as a united state of consciousness. I want to believe that we can learn to stand on our own, rather than work off the backs of these beings. Everything we have, we stole from them. When they learn the truth, I bet they'll unify as one to rebel against us.
You know the rules of business. It is totally acceptable to profit from other people. If we make them equals, we will lose our advantage. They are too busy fighting themselves to worry about us. Things will never change.
If we don't fix the balance of power, we will be as guilty as our ancestors who stole from the original Blue Blacks.
We stole their culture. Everything we are comes from what we have taken from them. You need to remember who we are and what our purpose here is. Nothing is going to make your guilt go away.
You have to learn to live with it.
Everyone does not feel as strongly about it as you do. I can feel there is good in them. We can learn from them. I'm sick and tired of being a tax collector.
You should meditate to set your mind at ease. Only by reaching the higher plane will you see the necessity of our work. I am sending your essence into the field. Feed on their selfishness. Make sure the secret of our origins dies with them. Recruit one of their own with technology. Make him see things our way.
I just hope we don't lose everything we have built when the revolution comes.
Are you Gene? Julio told me all about you before he died.
It hurts me to hear that, but I knew his actions would catch up to him. He was living way too fast.
What happened to you? Julio told me you'd been shot?
Yes, and I survived. Julio never knew that our baby survived as well. Child services took her away from me when she was born. It was then that I realized I needed to live a more spiritual life. I promised God I would search for heaven.
Some weird stuff has been happening to me. I don't believe it's real. From what Julio told me, you might be the only one who can understand the spiritual warfare I'm going through.
Studying the Black Book must have prepared you to battle the evil forces that are very strong in the world today.
How did you know what I've been reading?
Reading and understanding that book changes people. Once you have been changed, you can feel the presence of like-minded people. I have heard of people who can see each other's thoughts. I'm trying to keep an open mind, but I'm still a scientist. I need to logically understand how things work.
Yeah, the book talks of a time when spiritually aligned people didn't need words to share with each other.
I keep having visions of the same five people. Now I believe that each of these people represent a different dimension of energy. They are interconnected based on the properties they represent. While I'm having visions, I feel drawn to you, Mike. Everything around us is starting to make sense. I can see symbols and patterns in everything. All that I see and feel
is tied to you. Our thoughts are one. I see pieces of you in myself, and we share culture, manifesting in art.
I think the meaning of words has been flipped to keep us focused on the wrong things.
Gene.
Who are you? What do you want from us? What do you think you're doing with that gun?
Your imagination is right. There are evil forces in the world determined to keep you down. I am one of the serpents who walk among humans as changelings.
If you could see what I have seen with these eyes, you would comfort me.
We are determined to keep the evolution of humanity from happening. Because it would move us from our seat of power we have held for thousands of years. Some of us feel it is time for all to live in harmony, as your blue blacks did. Shall both die. The two of you have already started to connect with the flow of the universe in a way I can only dream of. So I need to help you. Look for the child my people seek. She is the key to opening the potential of your people.
If you could see what I have seen with these eyes, you would comfort me. If you could see, if you could see, if you could see.
Peace.
She took her own life. She must have really believed in our cause. We need to get out of here.
In my last vision, I got a glimpse of a girl. She could be the key to our evolution. I think this is in the hospital in another city.
Good. The airport is not too far from here.
I just hope we're not too late. I know others are after her too. The bench is not human.
You are correct.
Why are you here?
I am also searching for a youth who was lost to us. But this plane makes me weak. I'm not sure how much longer I can stay. But with the help of the transformations happening within her, my people can be saved.
She's just a little girl. I am not going to give her up without knowing anything about you. I have heard stories of alien abductions for as long as I can remember, and if you don't start talking fast, I'm going to report you to the authorities.
You will not do that because you are on the run from the system as much as I am. We should work together against our common enemy. The Serpent have been manipulating both of our people for centuries. Only now, your technological, spiritual, and mental awareness is coming to a state that is a threat to them. The more independent you become in thinking, the harder you are to control. What you call abductions happens as we are trying to learn from you. We are not from your plane of existence, and it weakens us to be here.
What do you want from us? I am not here to feed you. I see you for what you are, and I can live with that.
We take what we please. It has always been that way, and it always will. We will take this pathetic gray now, and it is only a matter of time before we come back for you.
Now I know I was sent here for a reason. I cannot let that gray give his life in vain.
Hello. Are you real? I have been feeling so lost ever since I started seeing the world differently.
Yes, dear child. I have been looking for you. I just was not able to find you until I could understand the world you live in. My name is Jean. What is yours?
My name is Nevaeh.
Now that I see more of your world, I can bring you home to mine. Come with me. I will keep you safe until it is time for us all to act. You will be safe back at the house. We will keep you out of sight, but I still have to find out what that thing was talking about. I just pray you are the one we've been looking for.
I've heard of the Greys before. It's amazing you were able to talk with it. I heard they only use telepathy.
Now that you mention it, it was more like he was thinking words when I spoke out loud. It was a strange experience, but I feel like it opened my sight a little more to the world as it really is. Without them, I would not have been able to find the girl.
We can start with the record company. We need to sneak into the head office of the label to understand how they use technology to manipulate people. It won't be easy. They'll have a lot of security. We're going to need a plan.
I can set up an appointment with one of the agents. If you come in with me, you can sneak away once we're inside. They will only pay attention to those they think can make them money. Like me.
Perfect. You think the girl would be safe here at home?
It's better than taking her with us. We don't know what we're going to face in there. I can't help but think we're not putting enough faith in Nevaeh. My name is Jean.
I am here for an audition. I don't have any representation, but I'm looking forward to getting into the business.
I need to see who really runs this place.
Hello.
Not today, lady.
It's okay, Gwen. I have been expecting him. You better have a seat.
What are you?
I am a Gray.
If you're a Gray, then what are you doing here?
That is complicated. It will be easier if I show you.
We thought you were trying to understand the humans. This company takes from them.
It's not that simple. You see, the Grays are dying. We are desperate. Our people are losing the ability to coexist on the physical and spiritual planes. Soon we will leave this plane completely. For an eternity, we have been under the control of Servant. They forced us to help them drain the creative energy from humans and store it electronically. They originally used photographs and vinyl records. Now we store terabytes upon terabytes of data in the form of compact discs, Blu-rays, and other high-definition formats. We then retransmit the information to the masses. We manipulate the frequency. By manipulating the modulation of the sounds, we are able to send the essence of humans back to them in a perverted form. This gives them confused perceptions of themselves and leaves them susceptible to manipulation.
That's in the book of OBE.
The Serpent intend to control the people by using the people's own essence against them. The Greys are forced to work for the Serpent. But this has given us access to the equipment essential to our research. With this, we hope to bridge the evolutionary gap that separates humans and Greys. I'm about to show you something we do not like to discuss in public. Since the times of the Blue Blacks, we have been trying to understand what gave them their greatness. We have isolated it to the substance that gives color to skin, hair, and eyes. This substance is melanin. Our research has found melanin all over the body and 12 places in the brain. It is a total system all by itself. It is the most perfect molecule in the human body. We have found melanin in all people. Still, some people have more than others. Direct descendants of the Blue Blacks have melanin in more locations and greater concentrations than any other people on Earth. This would have screened out harmful UV rays from the sun. The melanin hormone secreted in their brains is the essence of what we now commonly call soul. We have found melanin in the oceans, soil, and our foods. It has also been found in clouds, stars, and recently, in comets. Melanin is influenced by the electromagnetic field of the Earth. The African belief in the universality of God in all people can be understood scientifically as the presence of melanin in all people. We have isolated the melanin derivative hormone called melatonin. It is a mentally stimulating hormone produced by the pineal gland that allows individuals to experience higher levels of spiritual awareness. In some cultures, the pineal gland is referred to as the inner eye, third eye, or the eye of clairvoyance. During sleep, the pineal gland secretes the melatonin hormone. This creates the chemical condition required for inner visions to take place. As our knowledge of melanin increases, we gain more insight into the Blue Blacks both spiritually and physically. The melanin molecule is the key to everything.
How come I never heard of melanated people before?
Holy books have told stories of people who have activated their melanin for centuries. The literal appearance of melanin usage is hidden in the parables which the Bible is based on. Christ is a title that means one whose head is anointed with oil. Bethlehem means brain, or house of God. Lastly, the word Jerusalem means heart. The Bible speaks of the Christ coming down from Bethlehem into Jerusalem. It has a double meaning. It literally means Christ becomes the anointed one when oil is secreted from the brain through the circulatory system into the heart and distributed through the entire body. So the transformative process that takes place in the body of one who has activated their melanin
has been in plain view for thousands of years. And this is just one example. The full implications of ancient texts is just not understood by most people. You must use this knowledge to help the development of all of humanity. The people who have embraced the ways of the snake have tried to keep this knowledge for themselves to keep everyone else down.
So where do we go from here?
We need to find and unite the humans who walk the path of enlightenment. Those who ascend to this level will vibrate at a frequency aligned to the blue glass. Only a unified people aware of their full potential can face the reptilians without fear. Fear will no longer exist for people who are grounded in knowledge of self. The anointing of oil will give them access to the spiritual gifts from the spiritual plane to battle on the physical plane.
Okay, I've been listening, but you haven't told me anything I want to hear. Where or who is all of this power coming from?
The power of the human mind is infinite, but the mind resides outside of time and space. A well-tuned mind can do anything. The blue blacks understood this. The serpent understand this, but they don't have the capability to expand as far as humans can. So they keep them down, hoping the day will never come when humans learn the truth of their heritage.
Security, make sure we keep that area clear.
Consider the monitor.
You heard that too? That message was on a radio wave. Just learning about all of these things is opening you up to everything around you. Soon you will hear more and see more as well. Just remember, you have it backwards. Heaven is the key to enlightenment.
Okay, thanks. So how am I going to get out of here? I don't want them to know you're helping me.
Punch me in the stomach. The physical contact will give you some of my essence and increase your senses for a short time. Now run. You're connected telepathically also.
What's the plan?
Stay alive. I think Nevaeh is the key to bringing them all down.
No! We can't afford to get in an accident now!
Is changing in the way I see the city. I'm starting to see the beauty in street art.
Is it from your link with that gray?
When I look at the art, it opens something inside of me.
Maybe he's trying to show us that in order to see words and the world in general, we need to see from different perspectives while we're standing still.
When I look at the symbols on the wall, things start to get clear.
I don't understand it.
He said I have it backwards. Heaven is the key to enlightenment. Wait a minute. What is heaven spelled backwards?
Nevaeh! That is one of the steps the Greys wanted us to learn on our own in order to help along evolution. We need to find someone to show us more local art.
See how he wears his clothing, his artistic statement? It's not just art, it's communication. Wait a minute, that's OBE.
Peace, brethren.
Peace, OBE.
We are trying to gain knowledge of self through art.
I'm ready for you to break down the Black Book for us.
The Black Book is a reflection of what is within you. If you want answers, look within, and the book will reflect that.
Also, what does OBE stand for?
OBE stands for out-of-body experience. Look within, and you too can achieve an OBE. The visions can guide you to your truth.
I'm having visions of being with you, Gene. But I just can't let them become a reality. Julio was my boy, and you were his woman. It wouldn't be right. Would it?
Here's something else, Mike.
I have to look at myself in the mirror every day, and I want to be able to do that knowing I did the best to love and honor the people closest to me.
You're a mouthpiece for what I feel in my heart, and that is why I love you. I know we will always be connected. What our connection is, I don't understand yet. but I do know something deep holds us together.
I know, but I have to live to a high standard that I set for myself. I don't expect anyone else to understand it, and that's okay, because I don't live for other people, even if I have to live alone on this plane of existence. Doing this will help me elevate to the plane of the Blue Blacks.
What will happen with the Blue Blacks, with OBE, with all of what you have heard, you can find out next week on Speak Up. I'll have the conclusion to Black Book and, a bunch of stuff. This is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You just heard the first half of Black Book by Obadiah Jones-Darrow. As I said, you'll be able to find the conclusion either on CJSF.ca or next week during this time, provided we're not interrupted by the Student Radio Marathon, which is coming up next Thursday all day. Just hoping I can get some students to join me here on air. Anyway, I'm going to keep things going. Democracy Now! Is up in about 10 minutes, so I'm going to keep things rolling with a track by local musician Tonye Aganaba. This track is called We Ain't Friends.
This is Bird Note. A flash of glittering dark blue cuts through the gray of late February as a male tree swallow glides low over a cattail marsh. The tree swallow's liquid notes hint at spring's approach. Where a broad green pasture meets the forest edge, there is a second, even brighter flash of blue. A male bluebird alights on a fence post. The intense blue of its back glints in the welcome sunlight of late winter. Tree swallows, and all three North American bluebird species, are among the earliest northbound migrants to arrive, heralding spring a month before the equinox. Both species will nest only in cavities, such as old woodpecker holes or man-made nest boxes. The supply of such specialized nest sites is limited. Competition is intense. By arriving so early, tree swallows and bluebirds improve their chances of finding unoccupied cavities, and they may fiercely guard a nest site until April, before actually nesting. Both species benefit greatly from nest box programs, but it's crucial to put up only nest boxes with very specific hole sizes that encourage these flashy blue migrants, but deter non-native starlings and house sparrows. To learn about how to provide just the right home for tree swallows and bluebirds, come to our website, birdnote.org.
That is about it for Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Democracy Now! Is up in 3 minutes. In the meantime, here's a new track by Sade Owele. This is Yours, featuring Dino.
A love like this, hard for me to connect like this, hard for me to explain grace like this, this love for me, oh I need to write this, ooh, I need to write this, no mistake and no need to fight this, only just for you to like this, so bob your head for me just like this. Spring feels just like this. Love so bliss, so I need to write this.